Stubbs, he's a driving instructor from Garforth, is talking about, as we mentioned, learner drivers being allowed onto motorways for the first time. And BBC Radio York launches its new breakfast show, as you may have heard this morning. We're all very excited to meet our new presenter. Someone who refers to herself as a Southern Belle with a Northern Soul is taking over, apparently. You may be familiar with her work.
And shut the door! Don't let me leave again. Don't let me go again. Don't let them take me.
I won't let you go again. You've obviously realised that you couldn't live without me.
Do you know what? I've pined for the last year and a half. I've been pining for you and the early starts.
Oh, yes. How did that feel when the alarm went off? What time did your alarm go off this morning?
Brute. I beat the alarm.
You beat the alarm?
I beat the alarm. I set it for 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
4:05. 4:10. And I woke up at 4:10. So I beat it.
I didn't sleep very well last night.
Didn't
I think
you?
I was
too excited.
Yeah, I was
so excited.
I was nervous on your behalf.
Oh, crap. Only me and my laundryman know how nervous I am.
Hello, Nathan. BBC Radio York weather.
With Lisa Gallagher.
Here she is. It's Lisa.
Good morning. Well, there's a fair amount of cloud around this morning, some mist, some low cloud, and even some spots of drizzle. But the cloud bases will tend to lift, and the cloud could even break here and there through the afternoon to allow some bright, possibly even some sunny spells, particularly for western parts. Gentle northeasterly winds, temperature 17 or 18 degrees. The cloud will fill in again this evening and overnight, some drizzle, some low cloud, and temperatures down to 9 or 10 degrees.
Thank you, Lisa.
I love the culture and the sense of community.
You've got Harrogate with all the theatres.
Wonderful rolling countryside.
Got to own country.
Loving life in North Yorkshire.
Georgie Spanswick.
Georgie at breakfast. BBC Radio York.
Guess who's back, 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 back again.
Oh, yeah. I'm back.
Baby, come back.
Ooh, and it's all right, and it's coming on. We gotta get right.
Oh, yeah, where we were.
I want you back. Don't care what I have to do.
I've got you back.
Oh, yeah. I guess now it's time that you came back for good.
Don't worry, we'll only do this today and then it'll be business as usual. It's 6:06. You're with Georgie Spanswick. This is Georgie at Breakfast at BBC Radio York. Hello! It's Monday, the 4th of June. Here's a bit of Cher. Believe. Yes, some of you are thinking, I can't believe it. Believe it. I'm here. I'm waiting for you. You can text me this morning. 81333. Start your message, York. Let me know how your weekend's gone. How the week ahead's looking. Panning out. Right, come on, let's twist it. Woo!
No matter how hard I try, I can
feel. It's Cher and Believe. Hello. I bet that shocked you, hasn't it? It's me. It's Georgie. Georgie Spanswick. You're welcome to Georgie at Breakfast this morning. I'm sitting here in the studio and there are some beautiful flowers. I'm just going to stick my nose in them. You know when Julia Lewis and Nigel Harrison's been in? Yeah, it's gorgeous. So what a wonderful way to start the day. Now, on the text this morning, Howard in York says, welcome back, Georgie. Oh, capital letters. Oh, lovely. Let's have some more of your madcap radio presenting. Hey, listen, I'm a bit older. I'm a lot wider than a year or so ago. I'm not sure whether I've still got it, Howard. I think it's up my sleeve somewhere anyway. Robert, the taxi driver in York's given me a call this morning. Oh, Robert, thank you so much. He says, great to hear you, Georgie, back on breakfast. He works mixed shifts, but it's always great to hear me on the radio again. Oh, well, that's lovely. Oh, I hope I've made your day, Robert. It'll keep you awake anyway. Yeah. Thank you for your messages so far this morning, for the calls and the texts. Here's a little reminder of how to get in touch.
Call 0800.